Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauley. It's March 22nd, 2007, and here's Jesus. Nazarene, we understand that before the effort to make Ellsworth, Maine, God's earthly residence began, you have been trying to reach a church in California to take this position, and that they are still actually in the running. But you have stated that if God should go to Ellsworth, you are offering them an alternative, that you would make their church your earthly residence. Why is this? Wouldn't you use God's earthly residence?
Well, of course, Laura, I could easily go to and fro through the portal that would be created in Ellsworth, but we need another energy source on the West Coast as well. It would be very, very beneficial to us. So if Mary Magdalene and I took up residence in this other church, they would not be able to have a holiest of all. They would not be able to perform the ceremony of passage there. But we could still reside there, and it would be another focal point from where our energy could spread out around the world. We need these focal points, Alora. We need to battle the darkness. We need places from which to battle it. If these people would accept me and keep me in their temple, be my earthly residence, be the focal point of my power, it would be very, very beneficial to us. We need these things, Alora. People think that we can just do things without support, and we can't. We have to have the public support. God cannot work without the public support. If the public turns from God, God's power dwindles away and the people are cut off from him. They suffer greatly. That is why we would like to have this second place, Alora. It would be very, very beneficial to us, and we would like to get it very, very much.
I hope you guys get somewhere pretty soon, Nazarene. This is taking way too long.
And with each day that passes, Alora, the chances that we will lose mankind increase more and more. And we can't have that. We must do something soon.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I would like to take this opportunity to salute MedCenter One, the hospital here in Bismarck, North Dakota, that has done so much for Demetrius and Alora. Had they not repaired Demetrius' heart, damaged in his long struggle to serve God, he would no longer be with us today, and the services that they provided to Alora have been just as valuable. God bless them one and all. Right, Alora?
Definitely, Nazarene.
We're back. Nazarene, we came across an article that say Pope Benedict considers Bob Dylan a false prophet. What are your comments on this?
I do think, Alora, poor Benedict has been working a little bit too hard. Bob has been called a lot of things, but a false prophet, I don't think so. He's written some very nice songs, and he has a right to his opinions. We wish he would agree with us more often, but he has a right to his opinion and has a right to express his opinion in his songs, just as we express our opinion in our songs. We'd like Bob to sing some of our songs. We would love that. I mean, that would really bring us to the world's attention. But no, Alora, a false prophet, no, you can't say things like this about the man. He's a sincere and dear man. He tries his best. He's made a few mistakes like everyone. We got to account for that. But a false prophet, no, Alora. I think, as I say, the Pope has been working a little bit too hard and should get a little bit more rest. Consider the things he says a little bit more carefully, because saying things like this is really not going to do him well with the public. The public are going to look at these things and saying, you know, this man may not be all there. He may not be a very good Pope, and maybe we made a very bad mistake making him Pope. He should be a little bit more careful, Alora. He really should be.
That's weird, Nazarene. I wonder what he'd say about us.
I believe his last comment about you, Alora, was, God help us if these people ever get going, because they will destroy the church. That's a certainty. They will destroy the church.
We'll be back again.